Yesterday, we celebrated the feast day of St. Maximilian Kolbe. Maximilian was a Polish priest, a Franciscan priest, who had the unfortunate time of living in World War II. He was sent to Auschwitz because of his work with the Catholic Church. He eventually decided to give up his life so as to save the life of a fellow prisoner, a Jewish man who had a family, and so he gave his life up for that man. It's ironic that we then celebrate St. Maximilian's feast day on the day that he did that, on the day that he died. And so Maximilian, though, never really gets a full feast day because we always celebrate the vigil of the Assumption that evening. So he only gets half of his feast day. His feast day is kind of assumed by the Assumption. But Maximilian would love that because Maximilian loved Our Lady. He loved her deeply. He actually started a lay association dedicated to her. So he would have it no other way in his life that his feast day would be overshadowed by Our Lady's feast day. And so I think the question for all of us is, are we willing to allow God to take us over in that way? In a way that the Lord, of course, gave his life for us, in a way that Maximilian gave his life for a prisoner who he had no idea who he really was. Are we willing to give our life over completely to God in such a way that even when we do get to heaven, people don't even know we're there because we're overshadowed by all the other saints around us? Are we willing to be assumed by God into this? Because if we're allowed to do that, if we are completely consumed by God in our life, then eventually we're going to be in heaven as well. We're going to be there with Maximilian and Our Lady. So let's pray for the courage to really live our faith fully, to live our faith in such a way that people know that we truly live fully for God.